Amanda Martin and Karen Gibbons Brown, welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting us today.
Good to be here, Julia.
Now, the Dance Theater of Harlem, 40 Years of Firsts, is a striking and very multimedia exhibit. Amanda, what are the challenges of installing this kind of exhibition?
Well, when you bring in an exhibit with so many different kinds of objects, you have things to hang on the wall, you have big posters to suspend, you have set pieces, you have three-dimensional objects to get on pedestals, and then all the ephemera. So it requires our installers to call on every skill set that they have all at once, because we have to make this look amazing for the public. So it took us twice as long to install this, and that was planned. We knew that that was coming. And luckily, we had the help of Judy Tyrus, who was a dancer with the company for so many years. She was the courier with the exhibit. And that was really amazing to have somebody who was part of that story help us install it, because she knew what it needed to look like, how the viewer needed to flow through the exhibit, and she was really indispensable to the entire installation.
A strong dancer in her own right, I might add.
This is a pull-together moment in terms of audience engagement, because you really do get a little piece of everything, including a lot of the history of the troupe itself, and that certainly includes Arthur Mitchell. What kind of an impact do you think that he has made on dance?
I think it's important to note that Balanchine, whom we consider the father of American ballet, was fascinated with movement and creating lines in space. And when he found, so to speak, Arthur Mitchell, what he was so entranced by was the dark skin against the white skin and the lines and shapes that that could make. So he created a specific part for Arthur Mitchell in Agon, a ballet which is still performed worldwide today. And that was sort of his inspiration of the movement. And Arthur Mitchell stayed the only African-American dancer of New York City Ballet for 15 years. Now, we don't even think about this any longer. I think we see people based on skill and capability as opposed to color. But I think in that time, it was a rather significant thing. And he was extremely diligent about giving back to his community in the school that he started, giving back to the community in a way that changed lives. And from that came the changing of the dance world, so that we no longer really do we think about what color someone's skin is. It's just, what is your skill level in the field? I think that's his greatest contribution to the field.
Indeed. Okay, the Fort Wayne Museum of Art is more of a traditional museum. Why take on such a non-traditional exhibit?
Well, we know our community loves the arts. So an exhibit like this that crosses so many artistic disciplines brings in history lovers, dance lovers, theater lovers, African-American history lovers, and also the traditional art lover who is already inclined to visit the museum. So it's a nice circle of people that are going to be attracted to this.
Karen, this is certainly a motion-driven story portrayed in this exhibit. How effective do you think it is in this regard?
I think they've done a beautiful job. And of course, I'm a dance history freak, so I loved it for that purpose, but I was fascinated with the costumes. You know, I took classes with some of these dancers and knew some of these people. So for me, it had a very personal touch, but I don't think anybody could walk through and not be touched by some piece of it.
Well, the wonderful thing is that Dance Theater of Harlem is still very much alive. You know, this is its history, but it's not the end of its history. It's not looking back on something that once was. If it continues being successful, we're going to have, you know, many more decades of this organization and this company contributing to the lives and careers of African-American dancers. So, you know, the story is going to continue.
What is going to attract the attention of the not necessarily dance-oriented gallery goer?
The excitement of dramatic production, I think, is going to draw people in to see the museum version of it. Just on the surface, it's very compelling. And then once you get into it, you get into this wonderful history and you see all these different elements.
I think if I weren't going as a dance person, you walk in and you see the first panel, and you walk behind it, and it's video and costumes and set pieces, and it's spectacular.
And what I think people are really trying to tell us is you need to engage us on more levels than just visual. I want to hear something. I want to see three-dimensional objects as well as two-dimensional. And this show plays on more of those sensory levels than the traditional paintings on a wall exhibition. And I think that that is going to excite anybody.
Amanda Martin is Deputy Director of Administration and Communications for the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, and Karen Gibbons Brown is Executive and Artistic Director of the Fort Wayne Ballet. They joined me today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Amanda, Karen, thank you for sharing your time and your insights with us.
Thanks, Julia.
I was honored. It was a pleasure.